from Studio 511. It's the 273rd edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Chris.
This is Arnold.
Hey, welcome back, Arnold.
I'm sharing it then to Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool. Way to go.
Yeah, that's how he does.
See, that's not the proper way to bring Arnold back. You know, there's a particular handshake, like that, and then that's how it's done. Not this.
Hey. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this like Brutus.
All right.
You want to try it again? Or are we still rolling?
No, we're still rolling.
Foggy,
we're still live, rolling. Pal.
Technically, we are.
God right. Damn it, pal.
What did we decide we were going to start with? I don't even remember.
Wrestling.
I was eating, so I don't know.
Wrestling. Oh, are we supposed to do a moment of silence first?
What's he doing?
That shitty ass NXT song. They were like, when they played in the middle of like matches. So bad. So bad. It's like techno, but not. It's just, I don't even know what kind of music that is. And I'm a fucking, I played it in a band for 7 years. I have no idea what that is. Sick little intro by the guy from Cypress Hill. Oh. It was metal band Propane.
Propane?
Yeah.
What about propane accessories?
Propane? Burn is burn.
All right. Yeah, let's start with NXT.
All right. I guess that's where we're starting at. Yeah. NXT.
I thought I was watching an old episode of WCW Worldwide, but apparently it's NXT.
You're still upset about this.
I don't like it, dude. It's not aesthetically pleasing. I see some dude like scratching his balls in the back seat, in the back of the fucking scene of the shot. He's just sitting there like, and they're from Georgia. He's old wrestling. It's
man, good. You know, if they're in the Southeast, some dude would be scratching his balls too.
We don't scratch. We just can't see my legs.
I'm you rearrange the jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need hands.
Especially when you're in your bassist in a rock band, you wear nothing tight pants.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. It's too obvious.
You can do this.
Yeah.
Those oh, this squats. Is a still shot for like the.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needs to zoom in on that right now.
Actual size.
Yeah, I hate that they do it there. I just like it looks stupid. There's like a stage. It's like a fucking middle school auditorium. You have to like walk down. It's just stupid.
Chris, but how long are they going to be there? How long is Arnold going to be tortured with this? Forever? Are they done?
Till the go home of Mania.
Damn, what's going on at Full Sail? They get like ravaged by a hurricane or something? Why is it like, what's, is there like class at Full Sail Live or something?
Yeah, you would think.
University.
I don't know. Maybe they're remodeling? Expanding? I don't know. Do you know, Chris?
I breaking news. There was a memo that leaked on Lords of Pain, and I read it. After skimming through the viruses and restarting my computer.
Right.
The reason that they relocated from Full Sail is to piss Arnold off.
Oh, motherfuckers, I knew it. These son of a bitches. It's all the hate mail. It's all the hate mail.
Yeah.
There it is.
They got me.
They got you.
They got me.
I think the memo read, why is a guy that's wearing a fucking Bullet Club shirt complaining about my product? Go fuck yourself.
Right.
That's why.
And myself.
Which, dang, by the way, he'd be fucking himself again because whenever Ring of Honor does television in Atlanta, they're in the same fucking place. Except the ring square.
People should wear nothing but WWE shirts at that.
There,
All the AJ Styles shirts. Because
they want to be ironic.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Jesus.
Match of the week candidate, Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne for the UK.
Good. I'm right there with you, Chris. I really enjoyed the match. Dude, it's almost like anything Pete Dunne does is fucking gold.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne is like, man, I hate to shit on Roderick Strong again.
That's all I do.
Should've but the last like three matches I've seen of Roderick Strong, I've liked it. So it's like,
that's where I was going. You were giving praise to Pete Dunne. So far, 2018 has been the year of Roddy.
Yeah.
You know, the main event of Tyler the last Bate. Time on NXT with Tyler Bate, his first round match in the Cruiserweight division tournament for the belt, and now this match. God, if they only gave him a fucking personality.
Yeah, yeah. So they keep him with that sick-ass fucking intro, badass song.
Not that I don't like Killswitch
Engage.
Love
the name of the fucking one of his moves.
The end of heartache.
The end of heartbreak.
Yeah.
Badass fucking one of his backbreakers. That was awesome. Great match. I'm not putting it on my match of the week candidate just because I know both of them. This is nitpicking. Both of them could do better. It was a good match. not even close to the best that I've seen, but okay. really good.
Okay.
Really good. I felt like the pace was a little bit, you know, and it was kind of, you know, but like in and out, but it was solid as fuck. It's like, that's sad because that was a solid ass match. You expect so much because of their track record already. Roddy just this year alone and Pete Dunne just be every match I've ever seen him in.
Mm. Which there isn't many.
It's not many, three. But a few.
Yeah. Three and three, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a candidate for me, definitely. I think it might be my pick. I'm not sure. Let's just talk it out here. I want to see what your pick is going to be because that's interesting.
Was that title match better than the rematch for the women between Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler?
Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
It was all right.
There was a lot of shenanigans, so I don't know.
Yeah, that ending kind of... Like I love the beginning, how Ember was like on the attack and like this almost switching roles the whole time, very dominant. And then just the end was kind of like there was no payoff to her being that way because she won by or she lost by disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
Kairi Sane just stuck her nose in, you know, where it don't belong.
I mean, this could be just like setting up for a multi-person match at NXT. What is it, New Orleans?
Yeah.
NXT Takeover New Orleans again.
Yeah.
In April.
God damn, it's fucking February. Filmed in January, probably.
Yeah.
So, Jesus Christ.
Ryan, welcome. Seth, welcome. Thank you for joining us, y'all. Yeah. What else we got from NXT? Well, I feel there was something else, but we're just forgetting about
Velvet the promo between Aleister Black and Killian Dane.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. That was cool. That Aleister Black and Killian Dane, little like, oh, what's going on? Which one's the heel? Which one's the face?
Yeah. Well, what I really liked about Aleister's promo is that he kind of referenced all his many feuds that he's been in, but like not directly, just using the taglines of the opponents that he's taken down.
It goes to my point. Cool. What I think he's doing every time he beats somebody, he adds like a thing of their armor onto him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the Shang Tsung of NXT.
Yeah,
or Kirby, whatever, however you want.
Mega Man.
That's it for NXT.
Potential little Velveteen Dream and Tyler Bate match.
Yeah.
What was
with that?
Wait, you're gonna call that a match?
Well, I don't know what happened.
Like twice the size of Tyler Bate.
Yeah, but Tyler Bate, man, he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with Leo Rush.
I'm 30 years old. I've been saying size doesn't matter my whole life, dude. Just trust me on this one.
That's Can we get a quote from Penny on that?
Yeah.
You mean Bianca?
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
right.
I mean, that'll be cool, but what I realized
was the
setup to the match is happening probably right now. The little promo for tonight's match of Johnny Wrestling and Cien Almas.
Yes.
They just wrapped it up in a cool little
bubble.
I got a random question for you guys because we're going to talk about this. I guess we'll transition this from NXT.
Go for it.
So the rest of the year for 2018, WWE is having Raw and SmackDown on their same pay-per-views.
Yes.
They've cut out about three pay-per-views from their schedule past WrestleMania.
Is there going to be Great Balls of Fire this year?
No, sadly. This even before when they released the schedule of like the 18 shows, there's 19 or whatever the fuck they were going to do. Is 5 takeovers enough, or do we need more?
And I feel like they come around at just...
Yeah, but at the expense of not giving a fuck of NXT television in between.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do we need more? Maybe. And how many more?
Man, I don't know, because that's a tough question to answer. Because on the one hand, I want to be like, yeah, sure, let's get some more. That way the in-between isn't so bleh. But then on the other hand, god damn, another fucking pay-per-view that I got to watch? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's already so much more content out there that they're just overloading us and just piling more shit on. So I don't want to say, give me something else and then bitch about Raw being 3 hours. So, man, that's kind of a weird give and take. Maybe it's that I want more of the good stuff and less of the not good stuff. Is there a way to do that? Is that an option?
Is it? You could want whatever you want, sweetheart.
All you needed to say after that was bless your heart.
So thumbs up or thumbs down if every pay-per-view after Mania is 4 hours long.
They already are. So, I mean, I don't really care.
Down, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, they already have a one-hour pre-show.
Well, two hours for the big four. Jesus.
Well, that means that's going to be another hour. Hours. It'll be 5 hours long, yeah.
Whatever. At least they're going to be only one at 1 month.
Robert Medlin, welcome. Thank you for joining us. He says 4 hour pay-per-views. Oof. Yeah.
Hey, at the end of the day, we love wrestling.
Yeah.
All of it?
All of it?
Because we had a tough time trying to figure out what to talk about from the blue brand.
Yeah, that was not a good episode this week.
For weeks, we've been like, you know what? This is must miss. This is must miss. Mm-hmm. This is must miss. And guess what? Last night, I missed.
Yeah. You didn't miss much, man.
What'd you do?
Dragon Ball FighterZ tournament at Neil's Bar on the big projector screen. I got there too late, even though I've never even touched the game. But it would have been fun to get schooled in the first round in like 15 seconds by like an 83-hit combo from an 8-year-old.
The James Ellsworth of the tournament.
Yeah.
At least I still got my cheat. A couple, actually.
Yeah. But, dude, I wouldn't talk. I know why you're throwing that beard.
Same.
Covering it all up.
I learned this at a very young
tender age of two.
Yes. Grow that beard.
But what's the one takeaway from SmackDown that if you were to tell someone, dude, you need to watch last week's episode because you missed
the Bludgeon Brothers. That's
okay.
Man, I had the biggest smile on my face throughout that whole match. It wasn't even much of a match, but it was right after the New Day had just defeated
somebody.
New Day defeated the Chad and Gable.
Again?
No.
Shawn Benjamin and Chad Gable, they beat them to be the number one contenders. Right after that match happened, they were walking out by trickery. They were back to their heel antics again with all their faces. Mm-hmm. Kofi distracted one of them and Shining Wizard by AJ Lee to one of the Gables, and they won.
One of the Gables.
And
it's 2018. You should accept all the Gables.
All the Gables. So yeah, they were leaving and fucking the Legend Brothers come out and they kind of do a stare down. They're like, "Are you gonna do you?
Yeah,
are you messing with you?" They just annihilate that the jobbers. But they took them outside. They had so much energy to the thing. They were like slamming them and slamming them. Fucking Harper slammed Rowan on top of one of them and then jumped on him. Oh, it was so good.
Every time Harper smacks the shit out of Rowan, I'm like, Rowan, why are you just taking that? You know?
His faces that he makes while he does all this stuff is just funny. Yeah. It's just good. They found something that works, man. And it was so dumb, we didn't think it was going to work, and it works.
Yeah.
This is cool. Other than that, shitty promo regarding lists on for Bobby Roode and
that's just terrible.
So bad
with the Mahal and
Mahal saying, "Hey, I found your list," and he put himself at number one. Okay,
and then he's like,
"That's not my list at all." Is it? Come on, what is this?
And then he tries to like stir the pot, like with Bobby Roode against Orton. It's like, why are y'all pushing them to fight together when you, in your interest, should be wanting to get a fight?
They showed like, more. Like of the tension between D-Bry and Shane, because D-Bry's like, okay, Mahal should face Rude, and Shane's like, no, I'm the boss. Orton's fighting him. He's like,
but
D-Bry's like, fuck
the
me.
The kayfabe psychology of what Mahal was saying just made absolutely no sense. Why would you, as a wrestler, want to try to get your champ that you're chasing to wrestle somebody else to be involved in a three-way? You don't want to be involved in a three-way. You want to be involved in a one-on-one in wrestling.
The context.
That's not even what I meant. I mean, I didn't watch. I watched the show, but as a bad guy, I'd be like, you know what? You guys fight in the All-Star game. I'm gonna see Jinder versus either one of those scrubs at Mania, so that Jinder could win the title to piss off all mankind,
all
of the Americas. Yeah,
which is this is the original title you should have won. Yeah,
I'm like over here.
It was all right. The Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing where they're back together again. That's kind of interesting. Where Sami just straight up told him like, "Hey man, thank you," and he's like, "What? Like for everything? Before we became best friends again, I was freaking on." He didn't say, but I was on freaking Superstars and shit like that. Nobody cared. Now I'm main eventing pay per views thanks to you. So you know what? When we take care of everybody at Fastlane, I'll lay down for you so you can go main event WrestleMania. Well, it ain't going to happen.
I wouldn't believe that. No. But, yeah. I mean, it's
Sammy rolls him up and becomes champion.
Oh, my God. That would break the internet.
That would be awesome
if it wasn't AJ Styles versus Nakamura.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That would be awesome if it wasn't the go home for Mania.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was, the December pay-per-view or November.
That's where the problem of this match stands. I don't like it because it's closer to Mania than Chamber will be. Also, everyone that loses this match is just going to go down points. Like Ziggler, you're trying to build him up to be for momentum. You're building it to him is gone. But Ziggler's going to lose this match too.
Then he's going to go into negative points.
Yes.
When he brings up the fact, oh, by the way, I didn't lose my title. Where's my rematch for the U.S. title?
U.S. title.
Right, you relinquish it. Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he say it? Did he tell anybody? Did he sign it? Yeah. Did he give it to anyone?
No,
that's going to be his defense.
Yeah. But yeah, there goes that. And like,
did you assume my championship identity?
Yeah,
you know
I don't know what happens
when you assume.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess, but yeah, like I said, yeah, SmackDown wasn't that good. The Riot Squad versus Charlotte and them.
It's good that you bring that match up. Well, it's good that you bring that up because Robert Midland in the live chat has a question about that. He says, "Is this the end of the Riot Squad? They've all lost.
No,
what now?
Charlotte has not beaten what's her face yet. She will lose."
Eventually, because they already booked the match for Fastlane. Charlotte's defending the title against Ruby Riott.
Yeah. So after that, you know, Charlotte can fight whoever at WrestleMania. Now it's going to be kind of weird who she will fight at WrestleMania because Rousey's going to go to Raw. Asuka still hasn't answered who she's going to fight. Maybe Asuka.
I'm not the only one that's thinking that. Yeah. I mean, they've had the interview that Asuka's already beaten everybody on Raw already. So why the fuck is she going to go at WrestleMania against anybody on Raw? Well, oh, by the way, there's 7 men in the chamber, and there's only 6 women in the chamber. I just signed this contract. Tweedledee, how about I jump
in? That would be cool. Okay. I just tagged you and HWR. I just saw some training that Ronda's been doing. Hey, it looks pretty good. She's like
– she's training to not fall?
No. She's training to fucking – she's training to wrestle.
She's training to not lean into the kick that's coming to her face.
Exactly. Yes, it looks good. I'm just saying – it looks good.
The training. Dude, imagine the heat if Ruby beats her in like 8 seconds with that kick. Is it life imitating art or art imitating life?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Give women a chance.
Yeah. Okay.
Hashtag time's up.
I guess so.
Okay.
So are we having a moment of silence for the big news that happened over the weekend? Or the big news that happened over the week?
What news?
We didn't have Rusev on SmackDown last night.
Oh, moment of silence. 2 weeks in a row, or am I just tripping?
No, last week Rusev. Okay. Rusev was on it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, what's up with Rusev?
No,
fuck if I know.
He wasn't on SmackDown on Rusev Day. He was not
on
there.
Rusev Day.
He took Rusev Day off. That's what it is. That's all I'm going to allow because you have your most over motherfucker on there. And you're not going to have him on the. Yeah, 4 day weekend.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Yeah. That's it for SmackDown. Unless we can come up with more shitty jokes.
It's good to be Rusev.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Who saw Mixed Match Challenge?
I just saw it.
I kind of just saw it too.
I got it this much.
Okay. Yeah.
This was the first time that I felt that it wasn't entertaining. Which is sad because last night we had this conversation for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Mixed Match Challenge is my must-see TV.
Yeah.
And if I want more wrestling, I'll stick around for the loser weights.
Yeah.
And even then, the match left me with like, I think I've had enough for tonight. Yeah. I slept after after Buddy Murphy won his match against
Spoiler alert.
Daivari. Yeah, because it happened yesterday. Mixed Match Challenge.
I mean, I didn't pay enough attention to have an opinion either way.
Rude and Charlotte won.
Okay.
That's it.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
But I'd rather talk about
Apollo Crews, but Apollo.
Apollo.
And Nia Jax lost.
I'd rather talk about what you just said. Buddy Murphy. Let's move on to 205.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy Murphy.
I'm not your buddy, friend.
That's what he told Daivari. Yeah. I'm not your buddy, Daivari. Damn. Match of the week candidate. That was a sick-ass match, dude. I've never really paid attention to Buddy Murphy because most of the time, whenever I would watch him, I would just be paying attention to Alexa Bliss. They were in a tag team and she was a manager, I did not give a fuck about the Murphys.
The deli owners.
Yeah, I have no idea what the other guy's name is. Blake and Murphy.
Yeah,
Wesley Blake.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I was trying to be a dick. I thought Murphy's first name. I thought Blake was Murphy.
Well, you never really have to try that hard.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Blake and Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy. dude, it was bad as well. I liked that they showed him like making weight because you could tell him off. He does not look no 200 pounds, but apparently he is.
Yeah.
And they had some other guy stand on the fucking thing. They didn't show his feet.
They showed his feet.
They put a fucking.
They started dropping sandbags.
Yeah.
They put a 200-pound bag. Okay, that's enough.
200-pound bag of feathers. And, but yeah. that was a really, really good match. I thought Daivari won it like three times. with that freaking lariat that he does.
I did too.
And this other move where even Nigel was like, I've never seen him do that and not win a match. Good. Nigel's so good on commentary, dude.
Yes, he is.
He's so good. The other, I have no idea who the other guy. He sounds
Big
like
Joseph.
Yeah.
He sounds like Coach and
Big Joseph.
He sounds like Coach and Phillips had a baby. That's exactly what he sounds like. He's fucking generic as dick. But yeah, the match was really good, and that fucking move that Murphy did at the end was weird. It was badass. It was kind of a what the hell that was.
I wasn't sure what it was either. It just looked cool.
Chat, what was that? I have no idea what that was.
Yeah.
A swinging something.
A swinging attitude adjustment. Something like that.
I've said this once or twice. I've said this once or twice that the most fleshed out character they've already had on 205 Live is Gulak. All around. He can wrestle.
Yeah.
He has the gimmick. He has the shtick. Close second, dude, Arya Daivari's work, man. If you look back at all of his matches on 205, his feud with Jack Gallagher, his feud with Mustafa Ali, this match right here, dude, that's a legit guy where if you want to make sure someone's ready to be in the main event picture for 205, you run through Daivari.
Yeah.
And if you don't make Daivari look bad, or if you make Daivari look better than he already is, which is already, the stock's already up,
right,
then you're ready to be that next
here
person.
Here we go. He's the cruiserweight Razor Ramon.
Yes.
What?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, you went, if you were at a main event, you had to go through him.
Okay.
If you look at the 90s, everyone went through him.
Just like Jake in the 80s.
Yeah, on their way up.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I love saying this. Like, he looked really good in that loss. Because a lot of people do that, dude. A lot of people, they would get momentum and points in that loss just by showing how good you are.
So, is that your pick?
No, it's my candidate.
This is just for the candidate? Because I say that's a candidate for me, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what my pick is. I think I'm still leaning towards the NXT match.
Rewinding a bit, I didn't watch. This is the first time watching 205 in, like, 5 months. But watching the recap of last week's made me really want to go back and watch last week's. Because it looked like Gulak and Nice had a badass match last week. Just by the way they like reviewed it and about how
it was really good.
Gulak showed a whole new side of himself that was like really aggressive.
That was my pick. Yeah, that was my pick last week.
Yeah, that was really good. And the main event was
I missed Ali versus Gallagher. Was Gallagher back with the umbrella and the suit and tie?
No.
Was
he?
He's
MMA?
No. He had tights on.
He had like a velvet tights.
Yeah, he had these socks that like went up over his calf.
Yeah.
That kind of look like old-timey old man putting up your Dukes kind of socks. Yeah. So it still kind of fit with his character. But
he had a cucumber in his crotch, or he's just very hung. One of the two. I could not stop looking at that thing.
I didn't notice, but you know,
I'm a real man.
Oh yeah,
You're
a real man because you know.
Realize.
Yeah.
Dude, it was an all right match. It was good. I wanted a little bit more out of it, but dude, Gallagher like dominated the fuck out of that whole match. He like beat the shit out of him the whole
time. Did he win?
No. Mustafa Ali came back at the last minute. It was one of those predictable things, like a John Cena match where you just get his ass up the whole time and then Super Cena. Mm-hmm. Exactly what happens. It looked like he was gonna break his goddamn shoulder with that arm thing he was doing.
He had
him.
That arm bar in deep.
Three times. Like it was brutal. Wow. And then he came back and did his thing and then the splash.
Mm-hmm. Who do you guys want to win this tournament at WrestleMania?
Who's in it, dude? I have no idea who's in it. Who's left?
God damn. They even showed the update.
The graphic.
And I just can't remember it off the top of my head.
Is Kenta still in it?
No. He lost to Roderick Strong.
So Roderick Strong is still
round.
In it.
Yeah.
Roddy's in it. I want to say Cedric Alexander's still in it.
That's who I think is going to go because Gulak. Jesus Christ, that's two times in a row that he's about to be.
Hey, TJP still in there?
Yeah, TJP's going to fight Cedric.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. I got the bracket right here.
What's next? Now you just got to scroll.
Cedric Alexander versus TJP.
Okay.
Roderick Strong against Kalisto.
Oh.
Mustafa Ali against Buddy Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Gabagulak, Mark Andrews.
Mandrews, that's
okay.
Right.
I'm going to say I want Gulak to win just because he's been, you know, shining. And I really want is to have I got Mania. It kind of goes away from what's been happening recently is we're bringing all these people up to, like, you know, make the brand better, which it's been working from what I can tell. But then having their mainstays, Gulak versus Alexander at WrestleMania.
Okay.
That'd be cool. As a payoff to both of them, because Gulak's been putting in work with the Zotrain.
And Alexander should have been.
Jesus Christ. He has not had his one more match. He's the Christian of the Cruiserweights, dude. He's that fucking match. He's never gotten it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's been like this.
He's
close.
Like Finn Balor with the Universal.
Every time like he gets close to winning the title, it's like, oh, somebody got suspended, you know? Or yeah, like,
it was Rich Swann first, yeah. And then it was Enzo.
Enzo, yeah.
Jesus Holy Christ. Crap. That shit's fucking Enzo. Every champion so far has been fucked. DJP is an obscure
person. I was about to mention
that. He got injured, right?
Yeah.
With the Cruiserweight curse. And then now with the Cruiserweight curse, yeah. Who do you really want to win this tournament?
Who do I not like? I know Abel wants Roderick Strong to win it.
Yeah.
No defense. He's like,
yeah, well, now I think about it.
Can Roman win this belt?
Can Roman?
I'm sure he's under 205 if he takes off that fucking vest.
Fucking D'Lo Brown vest. He wears.
He takes off the vest and he looks like you. What the hell?
It's a faca. It's a fucking girdle.
Fajas Colombianas.
Waist trainer. God damn.
Velcro belt. The sound of my addiction.
We got the chamber. Get to the chamber.
Been waiting all night for you to say that.
From one hurdle to another.
Wow. All right.
There's only four matches.
That's it?
So far.
Just four?
Yes.
Okay.
There's got to be like some pre-show matches, like Apollo and Titus versus Sheamus and Cesaro. Because they rolled them up for like the third time in 2 months.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah.
But as of now, there's only four.
All right. Well, hit me with the least important one.
It's got to be Woken Matt Hardy.
Matt versus Bray. Right.
No one gives a shit about that.
Yeah.
No one.
You don't give a shit?
I give zero shit.
Okay. And anticipation level.
I am at a
zero.
Both of y'all. Zero.
I don't care, dude. They can both fucking kill themselves in the ring, then I'll be like, oh, cool. What's the next match?
I don't care.
I don't give a shit. The WWE has given me zero reasons to care about Woken Matt Hardy and negative reasons to care about Bray Wyatt. So I'm just like, I don't care. I saw this match on Raw 25 already.
That's a very interesting point of view because that's coming from Arnold, who is like just a WWE guy, you know? Like, he didn't watch the stuff in TNA like me and you. Chris, why are you at a zero? Do you still feel that way about Matt Hardy?
I'm not sure if it's how I feel about Matt Hardy. I think it's the feud that he's in right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it was too soon, too fast.
They picked the wrong person for him to start his character again.
I think the biggest issue for me, and I hate being that guy because I wanted to be optimistic, but I think, in my honest opinion, they started off half-assed with the Woken Broken gimmick.
I agree.
You either go all in or stay the fuck out.
Yeah,
and the side effect, the residuals are now starting to show.
Side effect of that, like we did there.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah.
I was gonna say side effect, the residuals, they're starting to show.
I get you. I'm feeling that.
Hopefully, the Phoenix, the LA crowd will love them. But dude, it's
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, LA, Las Vegas.
Well, I don't know if
I got that wrong.
I don't know how to. Yes.
Square peg, round hole.
I
spit on it a little more.
I don't know.
Right?
If I'm gonna go as low as zero as you guys. I think I'm gonna go with about a
one.
Four.
A little generous.
Yeah, I'm being a little generous on
Somebody
that.
Somebody has to.
Okay. Why do you give it a four?
Because I want the Woken Matt stuff to. This is the first time that we're gonna have a big payoff for a feud at a pay per view for something that's involved Woken Matt. So there's a little bit of hope there. Just a little bit of hope.
I just feel like they just blew their load at Raw 25 for no reason.
I think you're right too.
In front of 25 people.
I think you're right about that. Like
that we're pissed.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck you. We're not going to give you the reception you want.
Yeah.
Until you give me the refund I want.
Yeah. Exactly. But they're doing that at a pay per view. That's a big thing for Woken Matt. Now, it's not at an 8. It's not at a 9. So there's just a little bit of hope. That's why it's just still at a 4. That's below 500.
Who do you got winning?
I got Matt winning because, you know, Bray can lose. Yeah. What about you guys?
I got Matt.
That's Bray.
Yeah, Bray winning? Yeah.
Bray won already with the first match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking
that's the only reason why I have Matt.
in this already.
What I want to see is I want to see the Matt stuff get more out of hand and crazy. I don't want to necessarily see rehashes of what we saw from Broken in TNA. Get creative and do new shit.
That's why you have him feud with like Elias, or you have him feud with somebody else, not Ellsworth, the other wackiest motherfucker that you have.
Or it could be somebody that's not wacky, somebody that's what I'm serious. Saying.
You have him. Elias was the first person that came to mind.
Well, I mean, whoever it is, whatever the angle is, you got to work on the character, and the character building is what they've been lacking of. Talking to the fucking goldfish, but. What else have you done with them? Nothing. You need to do something that's out of the ordinary, out of the box. That's something that is creative to the fucking Matt. You know,
join the universe.
Maybe, but even then, that would be kind of angle, not necessarily character. That's
shit on burnt toast.
Yeah.
No.
Burnt shit on burnt toast.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's I'm gonna keep the zeros coming because my anticipation for Asuka versus Nia is zero. You're giving me something that I've already seen like 8 times, and you're still trying to tell me, by the way, the sky is red and the sun is blue. Oh. Nia has an opportunity to beat Asuka after she's failed 8 times because I have a memory and I still have brain cells. Maybe next week some of them will be gone.
Yeah.
I am at a zero. For this match.
Again, a zero. What about you, Arnold?
Answer yours first.
All right. I'm not quite at a zero either.
I'm optimistic. I'm at a 12.
I'm a little bit optimistic on this as well. I'm going to go with about 5. Because it's Asuka. I want to see Asuka. I like her matches. I like Nia. I know that the way that she's been booked hasn't been the strongest or whatever. But and this match, exactly. What they're trying to sell isn't what... It's actually under the hood. So, no, I don't buy it for a second.
Car reference.
I know. See? But all that aside, I like Nia. I like Asuka just as competitors. Gotcha. So, that's why I'm a little bit more optimistic.
What was your level?
5.
Okay. I'm going to go with 6. Main reason was this to happen on Monday. It was real nice. Saw a whole new side of Asuka.
This guy.
Anyway,
apparently your friend here has never heard of Google.
No. I was just being a dick. honestly, I'm at a 7. I actually really want to watch this match because I love Asuka. Dude, somehow that fucked up promo she did made me like her more.
How many of the Asuka versus Nia matches from NXT did you watch?
1 or 2? There was only 2, right?
I think there was more than
the
that.
One
was
like 4. The one that was in... Was it the one where she's like, Nia yelled at her?
The first one was Takeover Respect. In London.
One of the takeovers there was the London one, right?
London Nia was her and Bayley.
Yeah. The next takeover after that, I think. Well, it was Asuka versus Nia Jax at a takeover. And that was a badass match. Mm-hmm. And she chopped the tree down. And that's exactly how she ended it. We're just like, bam, that fucking kick. No Asuka lock, no nothing. Because she can't Asuka lock her. I think Asuka's too short to get Nia in an Asuka lock, which is why I love they gave her that other arm bar to use little by little, because she might use that. But that kick alone was enough. But I'm going back to Monday. I saw her and it hurt me to like watch her stumble over lines. Cause dude, I grew up, my dad didn't speak English. He tried, and when he tried, I wanted to finish the sentences for him. You know what I mean? It sucks to watch that because, man, they should have an interpreter or they should have something for her. But I love that she's trying. She's not being lazy about it. She's fucking trying. And you can tell she kind of got – she lost it. She's like, oh, fuck. I lost my line, and plus it's another language. She was kind of, you know, flipping it around. Renee tried to help her a little bit. But what saved it was, like, it got me out of nowhere. Fucking Nia came in, and then, like a cat, Asuka turned around, bam, she was ready for her, and she started attacking her. It was. I like that. They saved what could have been a real disaster with that. The match, I still think it's going to go pretty well. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to – I'd say Asuka, or obviously
– obviously. But, I'm going with Asuka. Asuka? Asuka's winning?
Asuka over Nia, and then I have Nia challenging – well, no, not yet, because the Fastlane match still has to happen, so she can't – I have – honestly, my opinion is that Asuka's going to challenge Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Okay. Before we move too far away from what we just talked about with the Matt stuff, I would just want to bring in something that Robert Medlin says. His only anticipation is for Jeff Hardy getting involved.
That's what I said. Brother Nero. Like, Brother Nero would be the only reason why it'd be interesting.
Okay.
There's been so many times at work, now that I'm at this new location, where I answer the phone. Hi, how can I help you? You speak a Spanish?
Welcome to Abel's World.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. You know where you live? Do you speak English?
Wow.
This isn't Jeremy Piven saying Summerfest. This is Asuka actually legitimately trying to speak English.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her because not everyone's gonna have that opinion of, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give her an E for effort, and I hope this time next year.
Oh yeah. Go to the
pronunciation, or talk to Paul Heyman, or just be around more people that speak the language.
Yeah.
The reason I can speak enough Spanish that I do now is because I'm at work. Because my mom's been gone for 10 years, she's the only one that I only spoke straight up Spanish
same
to.
With my dad.
You know, so same. If she needs more time here, so on that aspect, I'm not gonna grill her. And the other saving grace, they knew exactly when to bring Nia in.
Yes,
exactly. Because if that promo would have gone longer,
like by two more seconds. It would have been like,
if
right,
it would have
yeah.
gone longer, yeah. then it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Robert Medlin says, my only anticipation is Alexa possibly interfering. Think Alexa will interfere in the match?
Depending what goes on first. I imagine they're going to go follow the trend and have the girl's headline. So I don't know if that's going to even work.
Do you have the Ronda Rousey contract signing before or after the Women's Elimination Chamber?
That's a good question, too. I mean, if you look at Rumble, the last thing was Ronda coming out, you know, and if you're trying to build this,
you want eyes on that show. You don't want people to go watch that show and then, okay, oh, Ronda came out.
Imagine if they end the Elimination Chamber with the women adding Ronda, and Ronda wins the title. That's how you end the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
With a title being defended.
They sign her and then just throw her in the chamber.
Dude, the purist in me, which I'm not, but like the purist in me,
obviously, skin tone.
Yeah, the purist in me is like, oh, you don't have her debut, she's for a celebrity and fucking win the championship on David Arquette, you know. I mean, that's all I keep wanting to say. That'd be like Karl Malone beating Hulk Hogan back in the day for the belt. You know what I mean? Like,
he couldn't even beat Elijah Wan.
Yeah.
Different positions, but I see where you're going. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I want them to keep it six because I want them to keep them different than the men, which is what I like so far. That's the big thing I loved about the seven thing in the men, because I don't care that there's more. It's different than the women. That makes him stand out.
One is a championship match. The other has seven
fans
today. Yeah.
So, man, honestly, I don't think that matters. But I'll go ahead. Wish that they have Rousey before that and then have the chamber. Have that be the buffer between the chamber matches. But unless they do what they did at Rumble and have the men's elimination chamber to start the goddamn thing.
They'll have to at least have it in the middle.
Yeah.
My anticipation for the women's chamber is at a 10. I don't even think we got that far yet.
No.
Okay.
We're on match number two.
I guess we're done.
I'm at a 10 for the women.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Doll Zero so far, now I'm at a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm not quite at a 10 for that match. I'm at an 8.
Yeah, you're sexist. That's fine.
Well, that's probably what it is. I'm at an 8. Okay. I don't know. If Alexa doesn't win it, then I'm like even more lost as to where the hell they're going with the
mm-hmm.
Mania situation with the women. I have no idea what the hell's happening.
She's the only logical winner.
I don't necessarily like that Mickey's in it because I don't know, the angle that they're trying to do where Mickey and Alexa are trying to be friends and then she's not, but then she is, then she's not.
You know it's going to be a double cross.
And then, you know.
Watch wrestling.
But who does it first?
But then you have Sasha and Bayley trying to be buddy-buddy. So it's like, I don't know.
I think they're – what –
We have six women in this match, and between the six women, it's supposed to be every woman for herself. We have three teams of two.
Yes.
Basically. Yeah. So
and Paige at ringside disgusted that the blondie couldn't do a slam right.
Oh.
I sent them a fucking video because I watched Raw the next day. I took some cold medicine at 9 and fell asleep. I fucking knocked the fuck out.
I did that yesterday.
I watched Raw because my body was like, nope, you're out. I was like, okay. And I fell asleep. And I watched it the next day, and I showed the because I was watching it. I rewound it 5 times to see if I wasn't just like making
fucking, that slam was terrible.
Mandy Rose did some kind of like, what is that? Almost it was Alabama slam.
It was supposed to be like the fucking indie taker from the Young Bucks because Sonya Deville did like a kick or a drop kick.
She was gonna drop
and Mandy
like
was
a,
supposed to like the driver.
Beth Phoenix's move.
Glam slam.
The glam slam. It was like a glam slam.
It was supposed to be a glam slam, I think.
That was super not kick, glam at all. Glam slam. That was not. Go.
Shit. Paige reacted like the rest of the country reacted at the national anthem for Fergie.
Well, that wasn't the only thing that she fucked up in that match, because earlier in the match, she was supposed to kind of do a roll through.
Yes.
And she was in the roll.
Dude, that's not even what I'm talking about. Dude, I thought she fucking concussed Mickie James with that knee. Oh my god, she like did not hit that spot right. She like she almost Goldberg to Bret Harder ass.
I'm gonna say this again. I think I said this a couple of weeks ago. I can't boo that ass. But dude, Mandy and Sonya are green as hell. I mean,
Mandy's greener. She's like fresh off of the Lowe's rack.
Yeah,
or Home Depot. Yeah. At least Sonya's got. If you could at least put Sonya in an MMA type fight with Asuka, and she can make it believable.
She also doesn't need to speak, which is fine because that is her flaw. Right. She can't speak.
But she also fucked up in that match too.
Poor Mandy.
She did.
You want to talk about how green Mandy is? She eats alphabets and she still chokes on the D. That's how new Mandy is. At least Sonya can hang.
Yeah.
No, it's God.
They just I think the WWE was just trying to be cute and real, trying to be like, oh, out of nowhere, these people, we're not gonna bring up Peyton Royce, we're gonna bring up these girls, like kind of swerve everybody. I don't think it's working out well on either end.
Yeah,
I love the idea of Absolution more than Riot Squad at first, but now I'm just like, I'm watching
the reason why it was gonna work is because you had Paige to mask it.
Yeah,
we'll just do 3-on-3 matches and Paige will do all the most of the work.
Paige's first match back was against,
it was good because Paige knows what the fuck she's doing, but since she can't be in the ring to mask the other two are having to like sink or swim.
Yeah,
good luck, and they're throwing them in the fucking deep end, and they're not doing very well.
We'll see how the chamber goes, but what I do like is the chamber is what I think is gonna set up a match for Mania. I think it's
better.
I finally think it's gonna set up Bayley versus Sasha, 3 or 4,
and that I think could be an interesting twist.
Yeah,
but I think
too little, too late.
Too little, too late, but also too goddamn much, because I'm tired of combinations of Bayley and Sasha, you know, whether they're feuding or fighting. Like, all right. I mean, I know they had that awesome match 2 years ago that should have been our match of the year. Was our runner-up for match of the year.
They had 2 matches in the course of 3 months that they should have been.
And they were fucking great. But now I kind of feel like we need to shake things up with these two.
Whose fault is that, though?
WWE's.
It's creative. They're booking. That's not,
You sure it's not our fault because we have a memory? Most of the casual audience is eating this shit up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
You know, the WWE does on their end, if you want to play – when they bring up past history.
Yeah.
Because they don't do this with every fucking person that comes up from NXT or that they bring from TNA or from Ring of Honor or from New Japan or from
Yeah.
So it's half on them, but it's also half on us because we've already watched it for so long that we should be grateful that, now we get to see it in front of an actual arena instead of like the shoe store or something.
Yeah.
Fucking Full Sail.
But that doesn't fix the problem that I still. Three teams of two in the chamber.
Would you, the week after WrestleMania, have either one of them go to the other brand and just completely kibosh the whole thing and come back to it later? Or do you want to pull the trigger now and get it over with and then separate them at the brand split?
You're talking about Sasha and Bayley.
I want them to have a match at Mania and then split up brands the next day. And Sasha's lost all the big matches against Bayley.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Plus, Bayley won last year's WrestleMania match with them. So, and Sasha's 0-2 at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That'll be cool to watch. But
Was it 2 years ago she came on an Escalade?
Yeah.
And then last year she just came out on like a golf cart,
looking like Eddie Guerrero though.
Yeah.
True.
And the other thing is with the Mickie James and Alexa, everyone with a pair of eyes. Stevie Wonder can see that fucking Alexa Bliss is gonna turn on her.
Yeah,
and that's whatever. Yeah. So I guess so. My anticipation is that is also at an 8.
Okay.
For that match. I really want to watch it. I can't wait to watch it. But we'll get to the chamber now.
The men's chamber.
And we'll rewind to my match of the week pick.
Bull.
The fucking 17-hour gauntlet match we got on Raw.
Aha!
Which are, those are inceptions because they were going to be picks within picks.
Chris, remind me, how did we do this the last time we had?
It was a gauntlet match with Daniel Bryan, and the second match was with Cesaro. And Bryan and Cesaro, because that was bell to bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a match within the gauntlet match. Yeah.
If you want to do that, then I'll still make John Cena versus Seth Rollins my match of the week. That match, it had me on my fucking toes.
Do you want to do it like that, where we divide it up in segments?
Why not?
Okay.
That's
my match of the week.
That's your pick?
Yeah. That match.
That might be my pick.
To start off the match, Rollins versus Reigns was pretty decent. It was 20-some odd minutes, and it was like, whenever. Yeah, here's where I thought it was going to go. I was like, oh, golly match. Okay, they're going to get him out of the way. Got 3 hours of Raw. Nah. They had the 20-minute match. Okay, cool. The roll-up. The reverse roll-up.
Yeah,
the reverse roll-up, and they got him.
You're getting all this.
Yeah. Roman Reigns loses. He laughs. First person I thought of, and one of the main reason why I think they still kept this going on with Seth and everybody. Everyone got their shine on Monday.
Except Roman's
winning.
Because he's winning the fucking
match. Yeah. As soon as he met, I was like, okay, one, they're protecting him. He's got him out of the way first. Momentum. Yeah, yeah. He's getting out of there. Dude, I don't know anymore. I think Strowman's
He's lost twice to The Miz clean.
Clean.
Well, one's clean and one's dirty.
Yeah.
I pray to the gods, the heavens, the pagans, the devils, whatever. Someone is listening and telling Vince, dude, don't fuck this up. Two WrestleManias in New Orleans in a row.
Fucking
do this.
We don't know exactly the prognosis anymore. We know what we've been told, but they've been real secretive about it. Dude, what if we get Shield versus Shield versus Shield at fucking WrestleMania? They bring fucking Ambrose back. They have Rollins versus Ambrose versus Reigns. I will fucking eat that bitch up. They all come in at the same time. Like the Shield song plays, they all come in from different parts of the fucking arena. Oh man, that'll write itself.
That was supposed to happen.
I think it was supposed to happen.
Yeah. But like, yeah.
One of them kept fucking up. Or
suspension, I think.
Yeah, I think the suspension messed it up.
Yeah.
But anyway, John Cena comes out. That match was fucking. It was superb. That match was superb, dude.
Well,
all the way from fucking like all the near falls, the part where he did that thing that Cena does, and Michael Cole says, he doesn't do that. John Cena does that. He said that about where he fucking reverses the thing and gives him the attitude adjustment. And then whatever Cena did, his super one, and that didn't put him away.
And then he did the double one, that didn't put him
away. That Falcon Arrow does the superplex of Falcon Arrow. I mark out every time he does that. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
It's so good. And then the blackout. Man.
Robert Medlin in the live chat agrees with you. He says that is his match of the week pick, Cena versus Rollins. he also says, I can't help but think that they're setting up Roman versus Seth at Mania.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. If it's one of those three, or if it's two, at least two of those three that fight each other, I'm okay with that.
Who's going on to fight Brock?
Strowman? At the end of the match, yeah.
Okay. At this point, anything but Strowman versus Lesnar would be a letdown.
Yes. That's,
Robert says that too.
I'm going to add a different perspective to this.
All right, please. Hold on. Anticipation level.
10.
Okay, go.
Been watching a lot of things over the weekend.
All right.
Saw some Olympics. Saw some of the All-Star game.
Warner Premium was free last Wednesday.
there was one aspect of the gauntlet match that I really, really enjoyed. In between the matches, we got the backstage interview while the match was going on.
Oh, yes.
The production, it felt like I was watching something, a legit sport.
Yeah.
It
felt like important.
That meant something.
Yeah.
So when I'm looking around on the internet on Tuesday and I'm reading Sports Illustrated and I'm reading Deadspin and I'm reading Rolling Stone that they're commenting that this was the longest match in WWE Raw history, 2 hours, and it was the best episode of Raw. In the last 10 years.
Yeah, fuck yeah. There was something special going on this Monday, dude. And I've been saying this for months already. The Raw has been, like, Superior over SmackDown, and this just like drove it home. Man, dude, I love this week's Raw, but just because, dude, 2/3 of the match of Raw was that match. That match was so long. Dude, Seth Rollins, I grew a beard watching that fucking match. Watching him that goddamn
match. I grew another chin.
I clean shaved on Monday.
You know, I find it interesting that at the Royal Rumble, you had Finn go about an hour, not win, but, oh, we were going to shine him up. And then he has Seth at the Scotland match go over an hour,
like 65
shine him up, but he didn't win. Yeah. So what are we going to actually do with these two that you're building up? And who's actually going to win?
They had a little face-off whenever they cross each other. Balor. That was your original tag team partner that he was going to have after Ambrose went out, when they replaced him with Jordan.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there. That'll be interesting to see. What I actually hope will happen is be like Balor versus Miz at WrestleMania, and
for the IC title.
Balor wins the IC title at Mania. That'll be cool.
There was one thing missing from that match that I was really hoping to get, because it's been my biggest problem with Finn that they still haven't been able to fix. And I was hoping I would get a glimmer of it in that post-fight interview with Finn, and I didn't get. I want the demon.
Oh.
Okay.
Finn, I'm sorry, Nicole. Finn is boring as fuck right now. He's been boring as fuck for the past year and a half since he came back. He hasn't even... from everyone else. Oh, by the way, you can't have it. And even now, if it wasn't for the fact that this was the middle, that it was in the middle of probably one of the longest matches WWE's ever had in front of this generation, I probably would have tuned out, because I'm like, what the... What's a Finn Balor now?
Well, they gave him a maroon underwear this week. So that's cool.
I was hoping that Finn would say, out of all this, if I'm stepping into the chamber, I need to step up my game. I need to bring something to the table that will make me worthy of being in this.
This is like a chance to make us bring the demon to the chamber. I mean, that sounds like it writes itself too.
Yeah.
The Balor Club stuff is so cool, like him and the Bullet.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. Either he need to bring back the demon or play up the bullshit with the Balor Club. Because right now, it's just like a loose affiliation. We're kind of buddies and that's it. Like, make them a fucking force.
Yeah, like the Miztourage is.
That's why I'm expecting Miz with the Miztourage against Finn with the Balor Club at Mania.
Well, that'd be cool.
But, dude, fucking bring the demon for the chamber, man.
Yeah.
Like, climb the fucking paint, hang from the top. Oh, they're not pinning me because I'm up here.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just, I'm every week that goes by, my anticipation for Finn just drops lower and lower and lower and lower and lower.
I get what you mean.
Okay, well, what is your anticipation for this match?
For the chamber? It's at fucking 11.
Okay.
Nobody's winning it because the chamber's getting those hands. Braun Strowman's tipping it over, and half of Phoenix is going to die.
Yes.
Like, I'm not expecting a fucking match here. Have you been watching what they're doing with Braun? They're building him up. Dude, he tore down a fucking semi-truck. He tore down the fucking staging backstage. I'm expecting a fucking, like, a riot here. I'm expecting, like, a mass killing.
He's going to break the chamber.
Like, half of it's going to go blah.
Yeah.
Like, and then one white guy's going to die, and everybody's going to say we can't have fucking chambers no more because one fucking white guy died. Fuck the brown and black people. One white guy, no more chambers because of fucking Braun.
There is no brown.
God damn it.
There's no brown or black people in this match.
When are we getting Braun control? Because this is becoming a fucking problem.
They're outlawing.
It's a problem, but I fucking love it.
Braun stocks.
Get the fuck out of my country.
I love Braun, man. I just love Braun. My anticipation level was a 9. I'm sorry, I'm not there with you guys at the perfect. But that's because I think this is my one flaw. This is why I'm not at a 10 or an 11 like you. It has the potential of being way too clusterfucky. With you
Elimination Chamber.
I know, but with you starting with 3, unless you immediately pin somebody, you're not going to get any one-on-one or just 3 ways. You have the possibility of having 7 guys all together at one time in the chamber itself. That's going to be a little bit
changed. Remember, as of today, there's only 4 matches. Yeah. Can you stomach an hour-long Elimination Chamber match?
If there's
See, that's where you're talking out of both ends, because you want it to last long,
yeah.
But then for it to last long, they all seven fuckers have to be in there, yeah. And it's going to get clusterfucky.
Yeah.
So which in one has shit in the other and see which one's going to get filled first.
Well, yeah. I don't know, but either way, there I have a little bit of apprehension. I'm still at a fucking nine, guys. I'm at a nine. I want to see this match.
Yeah, but yeah. You gave the first two matches an optimistic four and five. So I can't fucking
well, this is a pessimistic nine. I could be at a 10.
Optimistic 4 and 5 is the best.
Fucking Abel's breaking the Meltzer scale.
I know. Meltzer's like laughing at you. Meltzer's offended by you right now.
Fuck Meltzer.
Meltzer's going to make sure you get fired from whatever commentary you're doing right now.
I know better than Meltzer. Meltzer could learn a thing or two for me. I don't know. But that's my
hashtag make Meltzer great again.
That's my only caveat. That's the only reason why I'm like, maybe this won't be as good as I think it is. Other than that, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the match. I don't know who the fuck's going to win.
But there has to be a winner.
After
everything that we've just been through, and this is the last stop on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And who's going to fight
The
Rock?
Have they convinced you enough that someone other than Roman is winning this?
No.
Yes.
I got Roman. Roman's winning. Roman versus Brock.
I got Strowman.
Okay. I hope it's Strowman. I fucking hope it's Strowman. I want to be wrong, but I just for the sake of trying to be right, I think they're going to give it to Roman. But goddamn, if it's Strowman, I'm going to mark the fuck out. I'm going to mark out so fucking hard that I'm going to be happy and excited
we'll
to see Brock versus Strowman.
The two title matches be, hopefully, Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Motherfucker.
That's going to be badass.
Sign me up. I already requested the day off, by the way. I'm probably going to WrestleMania this year.
Robert, 100% sure that we're gonna get the demon at WrestleMania.
Boy, if you
I'm gonna bet you a beer on that.
I think it's Strowman. I want it to be Finn.
Oh God, if it's Finn versus Brock for the Universal Title, holy shit!
He's not over enough.
No, he's not. Because WWE. They can't let things go.
No.
They want to tie a bow to the end of every story. So I need the story to be finished, unfortunately. So my pick, Seth Rollins.
Oh!
Seth freaking Rollins.
And you know why I want Seth Rollins? Because I have not had that story finished. I sat there watching this match with our man Trav on Monday. And he's like, why in the blue fuck do you want Seth Rollins to win? And I was like, well, you know what? What happened with Seth Rollins face Brock Lesnar at fucking Battleground? Who won that match? Herp derp, I don't know, because Seth Rollins like evolved into Undertaker. So we never saw if Seth Rollins can beat Brock Lesnar. I want Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar.
Give me a refresher.
What happened at Battleground?
Wait, what?
What did I like? What
this was 2 years ago, yeah, dude. Yeah, do you not remember?
No,
this?
I don't.
Brock Lesnar, the night after WrestleMania, when he lost the belt, when Seth cashed in and went bra 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 bra, and he got banned, and then they brought him back because they were fearing that he was going to kill half of the country.
Yeah,
and they had him defend Seth defend the belt against Brock at Battleground.
Yeah,
the lights went out, and Undertaker came up and beat the shit out of Brock, and then we got the rematch at SummerSlam.
Oh, they never
we
had a
never
finish.
Never had the finish. Give me Seth, who just lasted an hour. Against Brock Lesnar, who can devour.
How many times I could have sex in that time? In the fucking Jesus Christ!
If lasting an hour is your metric, then you gotta say that Finn has just enough shot.
He didn't last an hour. He didn't last an hour.
56 minutes, right?
If he was over, he would have lasted an hour.
Okay.
He didn't last over an hour. that was a really good one because I was like, whoa,
dingy bag.
That brought me fucking back to the future. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we all have different things of who we think and want.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Robert said that the gauntlet match said it made me give a shit about Seth for the first time in a long time.
And the announcers put him over the moon, dude. They're just like, this guy's a big deal.
He lasted the longest in the match on Raw history.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Longer than Cena and HBK.
Yeah, that was an Iron Man match.
They're our long match.
Yeah. Nice.
Overall, anticipation for the whole.
Well.
Also considering.
10-10 or like 9-9 0-4.
But considering that there's only four matches and there's probably room to stick something else in there, maybe some sort of shenanigans, and maybe some of the stuff with Ronda that might be interesting, there might be something a little bit better. So I'm going to lean a little bit more towards the higher end, and I go overall, I'm going to go with about 9.
Okay.
What? The fucking Meltzer scale.
I'm gonna lean. I'm gonna lean to the higher side and give it a 9.
I'm gonna lean. See, this is the way it should be done for people that know math. I'm gonna lean towards the optimistic side and give it a 6.
Here we go. My first show ever year, I said my anticipation level. I was like, it's at a 6, but it could go to a 7 or 8. You guys laughed me out of the building. You just made yourself get almost laughed out of the building with that pessimistic 9 bullshit.
Yeah. Well.
Because of like, oh, I'm going down an optimistic 9. Motherfucker, they're both the same number. You can't change the fucking.
Congratulations. Here's 2 free passes. There's 5 of us. Here, 2 free passes. That's better. Shout out to anyone that gets that Simpsons reference.
Oh my god.
Don't you be using your math banker voodoo on me.
I just signed up the BBVA Compass somehow.
I guess I don't know how this happened.
I'll come knocking on your door. You owe me money.
What the hell? I'm already negative. They did a fucking, what is that? A maintenance fee on my fucking account.
Like, yeah. Last month. Why do I have an overdraft fund when I don't even have an account? Yeah. All right. What's your number?
I'm a realistic 9.
A realistic 9. What about you, Chris?
I just said it. I'm at a 6.
6 for the whole thing? Just a 6?
Well, 2 tens and 2 zeros.
Yeah.
Well, an 11 and a 10 and 2 zeros. And the possibility of what my next baby mother, Rhonda, is going to do. So, yeah, I lean towards the
optimistic 6.
Wait, what? A pessimistic?
Pessimistic.
That's a word.
You're worried about the possum outside?
Yes.
This is scary. Like, pessimistic scary.
Oh, pessimistic.
I call the big one Bitey.
God damn.
I think that's our cue.
Are we done? Can we
that's
go home?
Cue. I think we're done, I guess.
Yeah, I want donuts.
Before Elimination Chamber, go out to Katie, DZW, 1812 Avenue D, please.
Were you having a show?
Wait, hold on a second.
Saturday.
I'm going to call you out on every single time that you've been Hippocratic, like Edge did on the brand, on Raw. So you cannot sit here and publicize about the DZW when your scrawny ass was sitting at ROW last Saturday for the women.
It was good.
It was a good event.
I liked it. It was good. I think Aero Lucha probably would have been a better show to go to just because of all the names, but I didn't go to that. I went to ROW instead.
K-Dog was there.
Yeah.
Nobody
was there.
Went to Doomsday.
Mundo was there. Yeah, and Doomsday was this past weekend, too. Holy shit.
At a brewery. I have no excuse.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know if Donald's doing a wrestle
festival? I don't know. I haven't heard.
It's usually like in April, right?
Yeah. Usually whenever he
No, you add that. You add that to the list of promotions that have been killed once Abel touches it. The reverse Midas touch. Everything turns to ass.
Oh my god, if they don't do it this year, you're fucked, Abel.
I'm playing the Deadpool game this year. I've got DZW out by September.
Well, if you don't want to see it out by September, please come out this Saturday and support us to prove his ass wrong.
Yes, push it to October for fuck's sake.
I got July.
Can
we already mention Rey Mysterio against Jushin Thunder Liger at New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Evolve?
You're going to that, right?
Yes.
You're gonna
in LA, right?
Mm-hmm. Long Beach, but tight yes in the LA vicinity.
That's
LBC.
Mm-hmm.
The LBC.
Wow. Yeah.
Long Beach community?
Damn it, Abel.
LBC? Long Beach City. That's what it is, Long Beach City.
In your terms, it would be Long Big Cock. See, there, the light bulb just went, the Sylvania just went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
And then Honor Rising for Ring of Honor, their co-promoted Ring of Honor New Japan pay-per-view, we're getting the Golden Lovers reuniting against the Bullet Club.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, what members of the Bullet Club?
I think
the Bucks.
No. It's got to be Cody and
Somebody. Cody and Paige, maybe. Cody and Paige. Dude, I'm
because they don't imagine, have a second like
maybe. Imagine if the Young Bucks join Kenny and turn face and they have to fight the heels Gorilla Destiny. Ooh, junior shit. Tag team faces well, against heavyweight tag team.
I'm calling my shot here, and it's kind of a reach, but that's what I do. I reach.
You fucking look like Doug yeah. with a beard.
I can't. I
those no, Asian I eyes. No eyes. Like, asshole.
Yeah. I still can't get this fucking stupid ass glasses paint.
What do you have on them?
Jizz.
Oh.
That's
what happens. That's why they're so big.
I'm calling,
it smells like cauliflower.
Yeah. I'm calling the Bucks annihilating the shit out of Cody the night before WrestleMania and Cody debuting on the Raw after Mania. Re-debuting. Cody and Brandy.
What if this is an old school Four Horsemen tactic where Kenny beats the get where fucking Ibushi gets the shit beat out of him in this tag match and he's clinging for life and he tags in Kenny Omega and the crowd goes bananas and then Kenny turns around and beats the shit out of Kota.
But and then just to what they've been saying, Bullet Club is fine.
Yeah.
Bullet Club is fine. That would be fucking awesome.
When Cody threw that chair, he threw it really high over everybody. It's like he wasn't even trying to hit anybody with that chair. So
it's like he saw a mirage of his daddy. Catch!
Let's pretend like we're fighting. Woo! You stand right here. Okay, right there. I'm going to throw this at you. All right.
Yeah. We'll see.
Can we end the show on an upper?
Sure. Okay.
Dollar hot dogs this year for the Astros is on Tuesday.
We're going
every month, man.
Every fucking Tuesday.
Every month.
Every week.
Yep. Every week.
Every week they have a Tuesday game.
Those games are like Tuesdays. $10 for the nosebleeds.
I'm off on Tuesdays, baby. Okay. I'm going to be there. I missed so many this year.
Fuck wrestling. I'm off every Tuesday now.
I know. I was like, that was a bad. I started it this year and they started that this year. I was like, motherfucker, it's a conspiracy.
And we all know Arnold likes cheap wieners.
I love wieners.
A sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage.
Yeah.
A seat. He likes to put it in between the buns.
Hey.
Tingles. Can we go?
Let's go.
Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.